Hello again, everyone. This is Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. We have a president who doesn't understand duty or service. The idea of doing something that doesn't personally benefit or enrich you completely mystifies him. I feel sorry for him in that regard. My dad was part of the 634th Tank Destroyer Battalion, Company B, which fought in many key engagements against German forces in France, Belgium, and Germany between July 1944 and April 1945, among them some of World War II's bloodiest conflicts, including the landing at Normandy, the Battle of the Bulge, and the battle for the bridge at Remagen. His battalion participated in 5 major campaigns in the war, yet he made it home alive with shrapnel lodged in his shoulder. Dad always bore a grudge against General George Patton for berating and then striking 2 shell-shocked soldiers at a field hospital. One of them was an 18-year-old private who had been pulled from combat to recuperate from what doctors characterized as battle fatigue, and today would be considered post-traumatic stress disorder. The soldier also was suffering from malaria and dysentery and reportedly had a 102-degree fever at the time. As hospital staff looked on in disbelief, old Blood and Guts yanked the soldier to his feet, called him a coward, and slapped him across the face with a leather glove. Later that day, the general noted the incident in his diary, describing the ailing soldier as a weakling. Though the soldier was not in Dad's unit, and the incident didn't happen at the time my father was stationed in that area, he nevertheless hated Patton with a passion for what he did. I can't help remembering my dad's feelings about Patton's actions now that we have a president who considers those captured, wounded, or killed in defense of their country losers and suckers. Dad passed away quite a few years ago, so I can't know for sure how he would react to these reports. But I have a pretty darn good idea. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.